cruzando ríos, andando selvas, amando el sol. Cada día sigo sacando espinas de lo profundo del corazón. En la noche sigo encendiendo sueños para limpiar con el humo sagrado cada recuerdo. Me escriba tu nombre en la arena blanca con fondo azul. Cuando miro el cielo, una forma cruel de una nube gris aparezcas tú. Una tarde sube a una alta loma, mira el pasado, sabrás que no.
Tilly Radio, thank you all for tuning in to this 253rd episode of the Copacetic Music Hour, featuring the Peruvian cumbia group based out of the northern city of Piura, Corazon Serrano, which translates to Mountain Heart in English. We just listened to their cover of Natalia Lafourcade's hit Hasta la Raíz, To the Root. Oh, this is still Hasta la Raíz. I guess with more of a cumbia beat. For those who don't know, she is a famous Mexican of French-Chilean descent who, I'd argue, is probably the country's leading indie rock artist. My apologies if I mispronounced that, or my accent's kind of weird. Mountain Heart, like mountains. Jim Log for tuning in from Terrace, British Columbia, Canada. Thank you, Ellie, for tuning in from Cardiff, Wales in the United Kingdom. And thank you, Ponycat, for tuning in from Dunedin, Otago, New Zealand. That's three continents represented. We'll have to get a few more. I wish we had some listeners from Africa and Asia as well, but to be honest, if I see how many people are listening, we'll just say that a few more of those seven are from other continents. Who knows, maybe seven listeners from the seven continents. Someone in McMurdo maybe is tuning in. Aunque yo me oculte tras la montaña y encuentre un campo lleno de caña, no habrá manera. beat and the accordion remind me a lot of Huayno, not Huayno, but H-U-A-Y-N-O, Huayno, music of Mountainous Peru that typically includes a brass section, accordion, a female lead vocalist, and a few more instruments, probably synthesizer and violin. It's arguably the bluegrass, the hillbilly folk music of the mountainous central part of Peru that stretches through the country. For those who don't know, you've seen a lot of Peruvian music references to the coast, the mountains, and the jungle, La Costa, La Sierra, y La Selva, that all are culturally pretty distinct from each other. I featured coastal music in the past, which, you know, has more similarities to salsa that you'd hear from Colombia or Ecuador, the Caribbean, than to other parts of the country. Folk music from the mountains, from Huánuco and Cuzco, Arequipa, Puno, all through, you know, northern and southern Peru, that has more similarities within itself than to coastal music. And then the music of the jungle. There is psychedelic cumbia. I guess cumbia is, you know, common throughout Latin America, but incredibly interesting fusion of psychedelic rock and cumbia music that was created in Iquitos, the largest city of the Peruvian jungle, I think starting in the 60s and 70s. Cumbia on LSD. Cumbia on shrooms. next track coming up here in a few seconds is Volveras. I'll have some background on Corazon Serrano here in a little bit. Último deseo.
contaron que estoy herido, que ya me queda poco tiempo de vida. Tal vez ya te contaron que estoy muriendo.
Okay, I think now is a good time to introduce Corazon Serrano. As I had mentioned, they are a Peruvian cumbia group founded on February 24th, 1993 in the village of Bella Vista de Cachiaco, Pacaypampa District, Ayabaca Province, Piura. Directed by the Guerrero Negra brothers, is recognized by the newspaper El Comercio as one of the country's most streamed musical acts. As of 2025, its lead vocalists are Irma Guerrero, Leslie Aguila, Susana Alvarado, Ana Lucia Urbina, Kiana Lozano, Milagros Diaz, Briella Cirillo, and Cielo Fernandez. Edwin Guerrero serves as vocalist, director, and general producer, supported by Danielle as host in a band featuring Danny Morales, John Chumo, Pedro Arroyo, Jorge León, Alexander Hurtado, Frank Pasapera, and Henry Patino. As I had mentioned in the chat, it's typical for a lot of Peruvian folk groups, especially in the mountains, to have male instrumentalists and female vocalists. So that isn't really surprising based on, you know, that context and personally, you know, what I know about Peruvian folk music. Initially formed by brothers Lorenzo and Edwin Guerrero with vocalists Irma and Nadita, the group developed its career in northern Peru from 1994 onward. However, it was in 2010 that Corazon Serrano began a steady ascent, adopting styles from Ecuador and Colombia. The inclusion of Leslie Aguila and the success of Tu Ascencia, initially intended for male vocalist Renzo Palacios, significantly expanded its popularity across Lima and much of Peru. With the addition of Famana Gomez and Estrella Torres in 2011 and 2013 respectively, the orchestra released major hits such as Diganle and Como Se Olvida featuring Famara, Vete featuring Leslie, and Cuatro Mentiras featuring Estrella. Despite the passing of key member Edita Guerrero in early 2014 and the departures of Leslie Aguila in 2014, Estrella Torres in 2015, and Famara Gomez in 2016, the group maintained its activity. In 2018, Leslie Aguila returned, and the lineup grew to include up to 8 female vocalists, strengthening its presence in neighboring Bolivia and Ecuador. Meanwhile, Lorenzo Guerrero founded the sister group El Encanto de Corazon in 2015, which features several former members of Corazon Serrano, including his daughter Melanie Guerrero. As I had mentioned, the orchestra was founded in 1993 in Pacaypampa, Ayabaca Province. Originally named Los Hermanos Guerrero Negra, it was formed by the siblings Lorenzo, Floro, Noemi, Freddy, Irma, Edwin, Edita, and Leodan. In its early days, Edwin was the vocalist and Lorenzo the lead guitarist, dedicating their songs primarily to cumbia sanjuanera. They performed at various venues, local parties, and festivals in Piura, blending northern Peruvian cumbia with Ecuadorian San Juanitos, a popular style in northern Peruvian cities close to the Ecuadorian border like Piura. Irma later joined as the first female vocalist. Over time, the group evolved into an ensemble with a strong female female presence on stage, often performing in glittery outfits, although they also adopted more formal attire on certain occasions. In 1996, the Guerrero Negra brothers moved to the city of Piura, hoping their music would gain wider recognition in the regional capital. Settling in the Micaela Bastidas neighborhood, which would later become their recording studio until their eventual relocation to Lima, they released the cover Alitas Quebradas, performed by Irma Nadita. The song became a major national hit, reaching number one on the tropical charts. Around this time, they also released the album Corazon Serrano, which led to the group adopting that name permanently. According to the Guerrero family, the name change reflected a broader multicultural Peruvian identity, moving beyond regional labels to embrace the country's diverse musical roots. And indeed, I didn't even remember to mention the Vals Criollo music that's a combination of indigenous traditions, African traditions, salsa music, and Central European waltz, as the name suggests, that's performed primarily by Afro-Peruvians in the capital, Lima. Going back to the background on Corazon Serrano, the group held its first concert in Lima in 1997 at the Salón Imperial on Junior Caioma, organized by promoter Zosimo Franco Valverde. The following year, they made their television debut on the program La Movida de los Sábados on Panamericana Televisión. Despite these early breakthroughs, Corazon Serrano struggled to gain consistent media attention or widespread fame in Lima during the 2000s, especially compared to contemporary stars like Johnny Orozco or Rossi Ward. Key releases from this period included Mi Chacrita in 2003, Borracha Perdida 2004, which was their first music video, and Bomba Chuchaki in 2004, the latter showing clear Ecuadorian influence. However, their track Camino a España was rejected by national radio programmers due to its Andean folk elements, I think you've heard a lot of that in the prior tracks, limiting their growth in the capital. For much of the decade, they performed mainly as an opening act for more established groups like Grupo Cinco and Agua Marina. The turning point came in 2010. During Irma Guerrero's pregnancy, the group held auditions for a replacement vocalist and selected Leslie Avila, a young singer from Piura. Her rendition of Tu Ausencia, a song originally intended for male vocalist Lorenzo Palacios, became a massive hit. That same year, Corazon Serrano secured a crucial partnership with Corporación Universal, owner of Radio Carabeña, which gave them significant airtime across its national network. This alliance, combined with the success of Tu Ausencia and the Mix Pintura Roja medley, marked the beginning of their sustained rise. In 2011, Tamara Gomez, then just 12 years old, joined and delivered further hits like Díganle and Como Se Olvida. The group expanded to a female quartet with the addition of Kiara Gonzalez, although she was soon replaced by Yeri Quito and later by the return of Leslie Avila in late 2012. 2013 was a year of consolidation. Celebrating their 20th anniversary in Piura, Corazon Serrano solidified their status as a leading cumbia act. When Adita Guerrero took maternity leave, auditions were held and Estrella Torres joined the lineup. The group released a series of successful singles, including Cuatro Mentiras, and became one of the most searched artists on YouTube in Peru. I guess YouTube was a vehicle of their success. Their concert at the Feira del Hogar in Lima drew 20,000 people, surpassing attendance for international acts like Carlos Vives, a very famous Colombian vallenato artist who put that on the international musical map. Tragically, in March 2014, Adita Guerrero died at age 30, sending shockwaves to the group and their fan base. Despite this loss, the orchestra continued. Following a controversial casting process, Nicole Cinci joined in 2014. The following year, the group expanded further with the addition of twin sisters Ana Claudia and Ana Lucia Urbina, as well as Susana Alvarado, whose songs Nos Critican and No Eres Único became fan favorites. Years 2016 through 2019 saw further lineup changes, with brief tenures by Sonia Loaiza and Victoria Puchuri. In 2018, Leslie Avila made a celebrated return. The following year, Isabella Enriquez joined after a national casting call, and the group signed and international distribution deal with Sony Music. The 2020s brought continued growth. The 2021 hit Meek's Zumbalil, featuring Keanu Lozano, earned praise, and the group surpassed 1 billion, my gosh, views on YouTube. In 2022, they held a virtual tribute concert for Edita Guerrero, featuring several former members, and resumed national and international touring. For their 30th anniversary in 2023, the lineup expanded to 7 female vocalists with the addition of Cielo Heredia and male vocalist Edu Baluarte. However, both later departed along with Nicole Cinci. Briella Cirillo joined in August 2023. In 2024, after more than 3 decades, Corazon Serrano signed a direct recording contract with Sony Music, aiming to reach a more international pop-oriented audience. Their first single under the new deal was Empecemos de Cero, performed by Briella Cirillo. That year, they also began re-recording their entire back catalog with the current lineup, releasing compilation series Recuerdos del Corazon. In 2025, celebrating their 32nd anniversary with a sold-out show at Estadio San Marcos, they introduced their 8th female vocalist, Cielo Fernandez, and shared the stage with special guests including Dina Paucar and Armonia Diez. That same year, the group participated in the prestigious Sergio George Festival, underscoring its enduring prominence in the Latin music scene. And with that, we will continue listening to Ya es tarde para amarnos, and then Pagarás con lágrimas. If you all are wondering, I came across this group when I was looking for Hasta la Raíz covers. I really love that song. I think that's arguably Natalia Lafourcade's greatest hit. Maybe La Fugitiva is up there as well. Definitely, Natalia incorporates a lot of cumbia into her music. Maybe El Insuficiente, I think, might be another cumbia hit of Natalia's. Also a great artist. It's a real pleasure to see her in person, just 5-10 miles from me at a notable performance venue here in Montgomery County, Maryland. I don't know if I mentioned that. We're broadcasting from the same place as typical. From North Potomac, part of unincorporated Montgomery County, south of Gaithersburg, west of Rockville, east of Darnestown, and north of the very wealthy suburb of Potomac, hence its name, in Montgomery County, Maryland, just northwest of Washington, D.C., in the United States. Thank you all so much for tuning in. I'm glad you're enjoying this. Now we'll have Pagarás con Lágrimas. Sincero.
corten. ¿Qué está pasando, Leslie? Concéntrate, por favor. Nos estás haciendo perder el tiempo a todos. Vamos, retomamos. Luces. Cámaras. Acción.
This is Olvídame. The next track here is Me Haces Falta Tú. Great stuff indeed. Amazing, we're already almost 45 minutes to the hour.
Con esta parte nos preparamos para el siguiente video, por favor.
Thank you.
second rendition of Hasta la Raiz. Just, if you couldn't tell, I like it so much, maybe too much. This next track is Heridas de Amor.
Si tú te vas, ¿qué me quedará?
A little bumper there on the end.
Jamás tu lugar. El día en que se fue, él me prometió que volvería. Hoy nunca olvidaré el día. Dicen que las heridas se cicatrizan. Hay amor.
Wow, how quick this hour's gone. We're 55 minutes in right now. Don't go anywhere because we'll have plenty more tracks after the top of the hour, even if the recording stops then. As typical, I'll share the archive of the episode shortly after the top of the hour. And there will be a rerun tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time or 00 hours UTC GMT, however you want to call it. Let's see who we have scheduled for next week. Next week is Isaac A. Nora, a pair of French twins, I think a twin brother and twin sister, who really love Latin American music. Week after that, May 8th, is Violeta Parra, and then after that is Chicano Batman. I have groups scheduled through August, but if you have any recommendations, if you have any suggestions, I'm happy to schedule them for later 2026. Amazing that the show is 5 minutes, or did I say 5 minutes? The show is already, there's less than 5 minutes left, but the show's been going for 5 years. Really amazing. What a pleasure to share this great music with you all throughout the world. I'm not sure if I said plenty. Yeah, there's plenty more after the top of the hour. I'm pretty sure I didn't say 20. Thank you all so much for tuning in. I hope you've had a great conclusion of your week and great start of your weekend. Maybe it started for some of you listeners, or it will start for others of you. This is Intentalo 2. Olvidar.